Good morning, America. This is the Cats Roundtable. John Katzmatidis here, Sunday morning. What's going on in America? What's going on in Washington? Well, today we have a famous American, a patriot, always loved America. We have Pat Buchanan on, and it's nice to get his opinion about what the heck is going on. Good morning, Mr. Buchanan. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine, John. How are you?
Good. I am fine. Thank you. Now, January 6th, there's been so many opinions about what really happened that day and what happened, who planted the bombs that was never explained, where was the FBI, where was the additional security, because supposedly President Trump asked if they need another 10,000 troops, and I understand the Capitol Police or Nancy Pelosi, who was in charge of the Capitol, rejected it. Tell the American people, you're in Washington, you understand things, you've been there forever, over 100 years, I understand, and tell us what's going on.
Okay, my father has been here for over 100 years. My late father, I was born and raised in D.C. It's a wonderful town. It was an even bigger town when I was born, just before World War II, John. Let me tell you my sentiments on January 6th. Following the philosopher Occam and Occam's razor, I think the simplest explanation is usually the right one. I think what happened is that after that rally, a group spun off from it, which became a mob, in my judgment. They went up and they went into the Capitol and they found out they had access to it and could get in. And some of them went in and they behaved as rioters. And that was numbered in the hundreds, not the thousands. And so I think that's what happened. And I believe, however, that the left is using this. I mean, I can't watch television morning, noon, or night without certain stations and certain channels talking of January 6th. And so they're talking about 9/11 or Pearl Harbor. And they're saying that, you know, this is an attempted overthrow of the government. That it's not only an insurrection and sedition, it's terrorism and all the rest. They're using it to destroy Donald Trump and to prevent Donald Trump from ever running again, because that is the great fear here. So they're exploiting it. In a way, you know, I went through an occasion like this, matter of fact, two of them, with Richard Nixon during Watergate. There's no doubt that those people lined up to break into Watergate and bug the telephones of the DNC. While it's an outrage, it was not unusual in politics. But the handling of that by Nixon was used to destroy a president who had won 49 states. I think the same thing is going on here. The exploitation of January 6th and the incident that occurred in order to destroy Trump's future hopes for the president and discredit his past.
Obviously, Nancy Pelosi rejected the additional troops for security. That's a big question. Number two, when that cop, that Capitol Police shot that woman and killed her, that was, to me, a tragedy. The facts were there were several bombs set around the Capitol, I heard. Nobody ever found out who or what. I just don't understand what happened in that investigation. There's so many open items. And was it wrong for these people to walk into the Capitol? Yes, it was wrong. But was it too easy to walk in? Did they have specific leadership that opened the doors and allowed them in? I don't know. See, I think the people of the United States deserve to know the truth. And that's all I'm at. It was wrong to enter the Capitol. But what are the circumstances of what happened?
I think this, it was wrong to enter the Capitol. And I think the real people who are the real problem here are the people who broke the lines first and broke into the Capitol and the police who failed to react. And why weren't the Capitol police prepared or the troops prepared? That's something Nancy Pelosi's got to answer for. And she doesn't, because she's not part of the big game here, which is to use January 6th to bring down Trump. And not confuse the issue with a lot of facts that the left doesn't want brought up and discussed because they distract from the major objective and the major motive going on here. I agree with you about those two bombs at the RNC and the DNC. They had film of the individuals placing them, I believe, video. And I don't understand why they couldn't apprehend him. But let me say this about Ashley Barrett, who was the woman, I believe, who was shot through that door. I think that was an atrocity. And if it had been one of Trump's folks at the White House who did this to a demonstrator in Lafayette Park who was against Trump, you would have heard a lot more about it and a lot more condemnation. But again, that was sort of passed over and washed away, because the objective here, again, is a political objective to use this instant to, in order to destroy Donald Trump as a political figure. A day doesn't go by that this is not on American television and radio, and the left doesn't use it in its media outlets. They're not going to let it go because it's the best weapon they believe they have to destroy him and to prevent him from running and winning again, John.
Well, I agree with you 100%, and my position is I just want the truth, whether Trump's people did the wrong thing, whether Pelosi's people did the wrong thing. I think the American people deserve to know the truth.
I agree with you 100%, and I think the very fact that they've tried so hard and they failed to establish a connection between Trump speaking on the mall or speaking on the East Ellipse, rather, out below the White House, and that mob moving into the Capitol even before he finished speaking, testifies to me that Trump did not order or direct anything like that. And it's the inability and failure to get that or find that is causing the frustration and rage on the left, and the frustration and rage that is causing the left basically to say, there is some connection. It was like Nixon. Nixon ordered the Watergate, although he had never done it.
Pat Buchanan, you're a great American. Thank you for everything you've done for our country and continue to speak out for our country. God bless you and God bless America.
Well, good for you, John, for staying in the battle the way you are.
Thank you.